You're listening to Productive Catholic Mom, unpacking awesome ideas to become our greatest selves. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Productive Catholic Mom. This is Deirdre, and I'm so happy that you are here. We're going to talk about a really fun topic today. This is going to be a podcast that is going to kind of give you an idea of why you might be letting one particular room in your house become a mess over time. Okay, like, you know what I'm talking about. You've got that one room, maybe it's your bedroom, maybe it's your bathroom, that is fairly easy to clean, but you just, for some reason, it's always a mess. So I like to make podcasts about things that resonate with me. This podcast, as I've said before, is not necessarily for those like type A moms that are like on it. You know, my whole house is pristine. I am great at organizing. I am wonderful at cleaning. Everything like this, you know, all these things come very naturally to me. Well, no, this is more of a podcast for like people like me who could easily just become a total like slob, let your life fall apart around you. And if you never stop to examine why this is happening and why your brain works that way, that is what would happen to you. But I'm very curious about, you know, different ways to make my life better, get things in order. I have that dream of becoming the productive Catholic mom. I love to accomplish things and get things done. And I love, love, love all things like self-improvement. So that's what all of my podcasts kind of are about. They're about how do we improve ourselves? How do we do our vocation better? How do we do all of the things that are involved in being a productive Catholic mom? So if you have listened to my podcast, you've probably noticed that's a theme. So if you were like me and you're not a type A, you're more like a B or a C or maybe some days even a D type person, you're going to like this podcast because it might give you some insight into why you are letting that room become such a mess. And hopefully once you realize why we are doing this to ourselves in this one room and it still keeps driving us crazy, then maybe hopefully you will feel empowered to change the way you do things and the way you think about it and, you know, become a little bit better about picking up. So I'm going to use, for an example, my master bathroom, because I will be totally honest, this is what happens in my bathroom. And I'm actually, since I've realized I do this, it's become a lot better, a lot cleaner. Now this is, it's not a big room. It's fairly easy to like clean. And I don't mean like deep clean. I mean like declutter, basically. There's a lot of clutter in there because like my kids go in there sometimes and just like blow their nose and the, you know, Kleenex will miss the waste basket, or I have all my makeup on my makeup counter and I'm not great about organizing it, even though it's fairly easy to like, you know, just shove everything into this little container and keep it organized. I don't because I'm the only one who really cares about that. And our guests don't go in that bathroom. It's just never on the top of my priority list. So I never feel like decluttering that room is in like the urgent category of my to-do list. So the other day I was realizing, you know, it had been kind of a hairy day. I had like cleaned the main floor in the kitchen living room, which is usually my priority because that's where we spend most of our time as a family, and people see that and it's just always in your face and it's so much nicer to have that area clean. You know, I was watching the little ones and it was just kind of a hairy day. Anyway, ran up to the, you know, master bathroom for something or other. And I realized, you know, there's like two or three things that I keep every time I walk in there, which is frequently, not for a very long time, but frequently I go in there and I'll notice, you know, this thing or that thing like laying around, like there's a towel. And I'll think to myself, almost subconsciously, this would be really quick to just grab that towel and throw it in the laundry room or in our laundry basket and get it out of the way. And yet I don't, okay? And the reason why I do that, I have realized is because there's, you know, like 20 other things that I have to do in there too. There's like a bunch of other things. What's the point in doing that one towel when there are a bunch of other things that I could do at the same time? So what I tell myself, not like in actual words in my head, but subconsciously, I'll think to myself, it's not time yet. I'll do it when it's time. I will clean this whole bathroom when it's time. I'm not going to do just the one thing. I'm going to do all 20 things that need put away. And then it will be decluttered. Now, this is not like on a day where I need to deep clean the bathroom. That's a whole nother thing, like cleaning the toilet, the sinks, and the, you know, the shower. But this is just basic upkeep of the room. So again, maybe you don't need this advice, but if you are a person like me who takes those rooms and you just, they become a mess over time and they just stay a mess, it's probably because you're telling yourself there's no point in doing one thing or two things, you know, that would take you about 5 to 10 seconds because you've got a bunch of other things in there to do too. And you're waiting till it's time. So I had to get real with myself when I realized that I kept saying that to myself. Well, I'm going to do it when it's time. I'm going to do it when it's time. And I had to ask myself, when is it time? Because I never make that room a priority. It just, this is not a stage in my life where that, this is a fairly big house. I have 4 kids and my husband and me, and it just is not on, it is not on my priority list until like it gets, the whole room gets deep cleaned. And there's really no reason why I can't keep that room tidy in the meantime. Like every day, it would not be that difficult to make it tidy. So what I had to start telling myself instead of it's not time, I'll do it when it's time, I had to start saying to myself, when I notice I'm looking at something that would take 2 seconds to put away, I had to start saying to myself, it's now or never. And you can pick whatever phrase you want to say, but that kind of language speaks to me, I guess. Giving myself, like putting myself under pressure for a minute and just being totally real, like it's now or never. You're going to do this now or you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it for probably another week. If you don't throw that Kleenex into the wastebasket, it's probably not going to get done for another week when you do the whole bathroom. So since I've been doing that, it's just much more, I don't know, for some reason, it just makes more sense every time I go in there to do a couple of things. And often I have time to do like 5 or 10 things. And the room is almost clean in like those few minutes that I'm in the bathroom. So I have realized that there's lots of other areas in my house that I do this. So maybe that's the same case for you. Maybe it's your entryway. Like everybody's shoes are always sitting in the entryway. And you might always think to yourself, I should just put away a couple pairs of shoes. I could at least grab my shoes and put those away, or I could at least grab the baby's shoes and put those away. And it really does make a huge difference when we do those couple of things. So here is what you can start doing this week. If you are like me and you find yourself having that one area of the house that just collects clutter, maybe it's your kitchen counter. Maybe it's your entryway. Maybe it is your upstairs hallway. Maybe it's your downstairs hallway. But you know what I'm talking about. One of those hot spots that just collects, 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 collects. And you keep telling yourself, I'll do it when it's time. I'll do it when it's time. I'll do it when it's time. You're probably not saying this out loud to yourself. You're probably not even like consciously saying it. But subconsciously, you're thinking, well, I'm not going to do this until I can do a really good job of it. You need to start getting real with yourself and saying, that time isn't going to come. That time's not going to come. It's not going to come tomorrow. It's probably not going to come the next day. It's now or never. So start saying that to yourself. You don't have to use that phrase, but use a phrase that resonates with you and inspires you to just do something quickly that you can get done in a few seconds. And I promise you, it makes a huge, huge difference. I think I've talked about the 10 things rule that my mom taught me a long time ago, which I do sometimes. Like she always said, you know what, if you've got a whole lot of, you know, clutter in your house, just do 10 things. Do 10 things every time you enter a room and do 10 things to the next room that you walk into. Now there are days when I don't have time to do 10 things because I've got, I'm just like putting out fires all day with the kids. But when I am able to do that, it really does make a huge difference. It's something you can teach your kids too. Just do 10 things, do 10 things, do 10 things. Every time you walk in the bathroom, every time you walk into your bedroom, every time you walk in the playroom or what have you. So that is what I have to offer you today. Start thinking about why are you letting that room become so cluttered? And maybe that isn't the case for you. Maybe you're thinking something completely different, but it's worth stopping and asking yourself, what am I thinking when this is driving me crazy that I see this clutter and yet I don't do anything about it? Okay, because there's probably some reason why. And once you bring that to the surface, then you can become aware of it and you can change it. And before I close out the podcast, I just want to remind all of you that you are very likely trying your best. If you've made it this far in the podcast, it just shows that you really do want to become a better mom, become more productive, become better at running your household, and that is awesome. So kudos to you. Don't be too hard on yourself because this is very likely a stressful time in your life. Being a mom, every single stage, no matter if you have little kids, medium-sized kids, or big kids, it all comes with its own set of stressors. I have little kids right now, and I'm pregnant with baby number 5, which is a girl, by the way. Yay! I'm halfway through the pregnancy. And this comes with its own stressors. And after the baby comes, I know, because I've been there, that it's going to come with its own set of physical impairments. You know, I'm going to be holding a baby a lot. I'm going to be nursing a lot. I'm going to be sitting down a lot. And I have to be able to just say, this is temporary. You know, I'm not going to be able to juggle all the balls at once. And I will be able to when the time comes. But, you know, different seasons just come with different challenges for a mom. You are doing the most important job in the whole world. So don't forget that. All right. I hope you guys have an awesome day. God bless you. Please follow me on Instagram. I'm excited that I just joined Instagram not that long ago. It's kind of fun. I'm not great at social media, but please join me on there and say hi. That's all I got. God bless. Have a great day. Don't forget to subscribe to Productive Catholic Mom Podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And if you like this podcast, if you would be so kind to leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, I would be forever appreciative of you. Please send this podcast to a friend who you think would like Productive Catholic Mom. Thanks a lot.